This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show podcast.
When you swallow sewage at the shore, thank Trump. Editorial from NJ.com. The Star Ledger editorial board. Ready? This isn't histrionics at all here. This isn't drama. When you swallow sewage at the shore, thank Trump. This is an editorial of an American newspaper. All right. Here we go. While we spend zillions on security at Mar-a-Lago and shuttling Trump children around the world and leaving Melania's son in private school in Manhattan, do you hear the disdain these people have?
It's kind of bizarre when they involve somebody's child.
The president is cutting money to check if we're all swimming in fecal swamps. Yes, his budget would eliminate the funding that pays to test the water at our beaches every week for nasty bacteria, namely Enterococcus, or whatever the hell it is, the sign of fecal contamination causing maladies from gastrointestinal illness to ugly rashes. This is the result of raw sewage overflows that are the worst after heavy rain. Last summer, our beaches were either under advisory or closed 134 times for that reason. It was the worst season in 5 years. By the way, this makes me never want to swim at the Jersey Shore ever again.
So gross.
I grew up swimming in this water, which explains so much, right?
Me too.
I was at the beach. I was in Lavalette, Ocean Beach, the year that Governor Tom Kaine shut down the beaches. Because remember we had that medical barge that dropped all the garbage into the ocean?
Yeah.
And that was during my vacation.
And there were hypodermic needles.
On the beach.
Yes.
Washing up on the beach. And I met Governor Kaine. I've met him a few times over the years. But the first time I ever met him, I said to him, you know, I'm still mad about that. You ruined my vacation that week. Because he shut every beach in New Jersey. Because literally, the barge fell. I feel like it was Staten Island when all the garbage went overboard. And it went from, you know, the top of the tip there all the way down to Cape May.
Yep.
And just hypodermic needles and you know, sewage. And anyway, that's on Trump as well,
yeah,
apparently.
I was going to say, was that the early 90s?
Yeah,
that
I blame Trump for that, too. So anyway, so Trump's cuts to beach testing. Now, when you accidentally get a mouthful of sewer water and you fall horribly sick on vacation, thank Trump.
Oh my God.
Because he could have kept the shore feces free, but instead, he will be spending time at Mar-a-Lago. So there you go.
Bedminster.
That's an editorial in the New York Star Ledger.
The New Jersey Star Ledger.
Yeah,
Newark. You're right. That's the city. The Newark Star Ledger. When you swallow sewage at the shore, thank Trump. This is what Camille Paglia is talking about. Democrats.
I wonder why newspapers are going out of business.
Yeah. How histrionic is this? When you're swimming in sewage.
I remember being scared to go in the ocean at that time because every time I would step on like a shell or something like that, I was like, oh my God, I stepped on
a hypodermic needle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hypodermic. Yeah. That's what I thought too. Hypodermic needle. I was terrified. And so literally every year we go to Ocean Beach and we would stay there in these little bungalows. And then that was our vacation 1 week a year. My dad was a cop. This was a big deal for us. And that was our week.
Aww.
And I was on the beach. I was on the sand building sandcastles. In my mind, this was the worst trip ever. You know, and I mean, I might have been closed for a day. I don't even know. In my mind, it was the whole week.
It's amazing.
So.
But I'm sorry, was that during the Trump presidency?
Well, you see, Trump was a developer, Greg.
Oh, yes.
And when Trump was developing things, he caused the water to cause the barge to tip over and the garbage fell into the ocean. And that's what happened. So, yes, Trump is, in fact,
Of me. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Dawn, we'll do this at Facebook Live too about McDonald's.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
we'll
a good
do
one
that.
Too.
We'll add that to the agenda at 6 o'clock, 6:05 for our Facebook Live, 6:05. That's a wacky editorial, but not as wacky as the one from the LA Times. Okay. You remember the guy the other day named Mohammed who yelled Allahu Akbar and shot people who worked at Catholic Charities? You remember that?
No, yeah, it was just a coincidence.
I was going to say his name was Joe.
Joe Smith, and he yelled, God is great.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So the AP changed it from Allahu Akbar to God is great, which is not, by the way, mean the same thing. Just FYI. Allahu Akbar is often yelled by terrorists. God is great is not exactly the translation. But nevertheless, the AP was fortunate enough to do that. Well, the LA Times here. The allegedly race-based killings in Fresno are a tragically uninspiring part of American life. Yes, and they bring up Dylann Roof, and then they talk about Corey Ali Muhammad, who shot people to death in downtown Fresno. No motivation of anything. They say he was motivated by a hatred of white people, and relatives say he may have believed himself a warrior in a race war. They don't mention anything about Allahu Akbar or his religion or anything, because they say racial violence, tragically, has been a constant companion over the long arc of this nation's history, beginning with the subjugation and killing of native people by European settlers. They're blaming Columbus for the shooting in Fresno.
Well, you know.
The United States became wealthy through slavery and the inherent violence that went with it, and that system and the racial divide, and then Los Angeles with the racial riots, and then all of this stuff happening, and then, wait for it, ready? Though the racially charged tone of the 2016 presidential election may or may not have played a role in recent increases in reported hate crimes, there's no question that the election tapped into veins of racism that were already here. Yes. Yes. There you go.
Oh, God.
That's the LA Times here. Now, blaming Donald Trump for the shooting of a guy who yelled Allahu Akbar in California. Pete is in South Philly. Yes, Pete, how are you?
Hey, Rich, how you doing? Listen, good. Say hello to my friend Dawn. She knows who I am from years
past.
Well,
you say hello to her. She's right there.
Hey, Dawn, this is Pete.
Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Remember Kappa?
Yes, of course.
Kappa. Okay. You two want to
creative
take this outside?
Creative and performing arts.
There we go.
Students.
Hey, I'm doing a radio show here, you two.
Don't get excited. Okay, you have to stop putting on these topics in the afternoon. I almost drove off the road. Here's a request.
Yeah.
Get that butthead from that newspaper. Get him on someday. Call me back, and I'll debate it with him because I owned a motel in North Wildwood.
Got it.
Late 80s, early 90s.
That's where you met Dawn?
No.
Okay.
I had Wish. Under the boardwalk, you know, all that stuff. Anyway, I owned a motel. I got involved with the health commissioner of Cape May County.
Uh-huh.
New Jersey shot themselves in the foot back in the 80s when DeFlorio was in office.
I love this guy, by the way.
About the beach
this
closing.
Is my favorite caller ever.
And I got to tell you,
yep.
I fought with the health commissioner in Cape May Courthouse. We kept records because I was on the board of the Hotel Association. They shot themselves in the foot, and it's not raw sewage that he's talking about.
Yeah.
So get his head out of his butt.
All right.
Get him to dry. Get him on the phone and call me anytime, and I'll go at it with him.
All right, Pete. Thank you.
All
listen,
right,
Pete,
care.
When you're thank swallowing you. Raw sewage, Pete, you thank Donald Trump.
I'm not thanking Donald Trump. Because I'm not swallowing raw sewage either. That's when I debate this guy, you'll figure out that this guy is a butthead.
All right. Thank you, Pete. Thank you for that. Have a great afternoon, buddy.
Wow.
Kappa, by the way, Creative and Performing Arts High School, many students performed at the grand opening of our Museum for the American Revolution.
So it's just funny. It's just funny that he goes, I know Dawn. I used to own a motel in the 80s. And I'm thinking there's a correlation there.
Yes.
You know, I'm not going to miss the five ripping us off every day. Today they're doing Springsteen's anti-Trump anthem.
See?
And Joy Behar mocking Trump on The View.
Yeah.
Yes.
I am so
see?
Tired of being ripped off by The View.
And Greg Gutfeld trying to do the Zeoli imitation of, you know, Joy Behar. Zeoli doing Joy. It doesn't work.
I actually do know that one of the producers does listen
see?
To the show.
Are you serious?
Yeah. How do you think we've gotten all the guests from the five?
Well, there you go.
We've literally had everybody on from the five.
I call it the copy.
See?
And they're getting a primetime show now.
I know. See? What's going on with that?
Well, I'm telling
making
you.
Millions.
I owned a hotel in the 80s. I know. That's where I met Dawn, under the boardwalk.
Rich Cioli, 3 to 6. Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.